Hi guys, I would like to introduce myself as Da Vinci, and today we'll be discussing about some of the most unsolved mysteries so far. The one that I've come across, which some of you might know, it took the internet by storm, was the Cicada 3301. And you know there were three times they did this. The first one, they just gave a letter to the public, and you eventually would go around the world. They will give a location. You go around the world, you'll take the poster, and you'll go to the website. And once you go to the first few to get into the website, were selected. And whoever else who came, they said they didn't want followers, they just wanted people. And to get a better understanding of what this could be and why is this, well, first of all, you need to remember that this is an online thing. They actually gave us a code made show that it was the real Cicada and wasn't the imposters. So it's not a troll, it's an actual an actual organization dedicated to the discovery of trying to find more people who were intellectually minded as the people who started it. Some people who have come out as being chosen as the first few to join in said that at first they were greeted, they were told that they were going to join a special group. And they would like each other to meet the other recruits. So what I found is there's a possibility that this organization might actually be one of the most secret, but might actually still be running, in fact, and not be dead as most people have thought it to be. To get a better understanding of this, it's best to imagine as they've said themselves, this is a organization dedicated to maintaining privacy and the free information of the world. The free information part is still not known, but is most likely what they were thinking of. Because in one of the letters that so far has been given out by the people who have supposedly joined the program, have told many people over the internet that they get a letter through email, often get a message, but they so far have been quiet. They have been dead silent. They have not given out any information so far about what's their whereabouts. And the last clue that was about the solve they gave by runes have not been solved or even found the conclusion to. So what I would suspect is they have been either found by an organization that doesn't like them, or they have been gone into hiding because they want to hide from those who seek them and people who wish to harm the organization. And this is plausible. It's very plausible that they are doing this in order to hide their identity and hide the people who have joined the program. Because it could be very dangerous for people who have just newly joined the program but have not yet gone full. And they get very specific skills, such as in cryptography, in coding, in deciphering messages, and they seem to have a very keen interest in, how would you say, matters including privacy control. And they have stated so far, as I have found, you correct me if this is wrong, they have always wanted to get the word a free they got undisclosed information so that the world will not be in total darkness. No society will have to control all the information and everyone has free access to it. Now this might sound all well and good, but you cannot disagree. And I'll tell you something that you might not like to hear, but in today's world, there are a lot of problems regarding privacy, especially the whole NSA fiasco. And as you all, I assume, would know, that the NSA have been tracking and storing people's information in the name of security, which sounds completely implausible. Because in just the idea that you're just storing for security itself is bullshit. Complete and total bullshit. You can't tell us that, oh, we're just gonna spy on you, but it's for your safety. You're not spying anymore. You're spying on us. You're not in any way keeping us secure. You're not stopping any thefts or crimes or creating a minority report sort of world. And I find that very peculiar, as most people have taken as this group as a joke. And let's talk about the state of technology first. In today's world, we have supercomputers, technological marvels that seem nearly impossible to people just a few decades ago. Right? People in the 80s could never hear of a goddamn a computer being able to download an entire movie in a few minutes. Right? Or even the idea of CDs to store entire movies. 8 gigabytes. My father worked on an oil rig that had, for that time, very specific computers connected to the Kentucky server. And what was interesting is, at their time, just 25 megabytes per minute was the fastest internet. Nowadays, 4 gigabytes per hour, or even more. Sometimes they have 30 gigahertz. That's a lot of memory and power. And what we were able to do with all this power and technology is we were able to be connected more than ever in our entire society. But we've also been more vulnerable to others. Take the example of locks, right? Locks are not the safest way to keep your home secure. The best way is to have an alarm, cameras and all that, but it'll be too expensive. Just putting a lock on your house makes it appear secure. And since burglars and thieves and even stalkers who wants to get into your house have a hard time getting in because of physical constraints of reality. But on the internet, there's no such thing. There are millions and billions of people trying to get into your computers. And they don't do it by hand. They do it by computers. Computers hacking computers. More like code bots, lah. But nevertheless, it's still a problem. Right? So many governments have thought maybe we can make it legally weak. Right? If it can be physically weak, legally weak. As locks sometimes are legally weak, but when police come in and they have a warrant and you are not willing to comply, they'll break in. So they are physically and legally weak. But say the same thing were to apply for digital locks, and just a little bit of math will tell you that this is a great advancement of society. You might not like math, but it's a great advancement. So what governments are suggesting, and people have really thought about it, really pushing for this, in fact, for many countries, is to make digital locks physically, legally weak. So, only the keyhole which the
only the ones who has the key. But the nature of keyholes is to be cracked, and the internet is the worst place for it to happen. If, say, okay, take this situation in mind. Would you have someone read your phone or read your mind? First, you think read my mind, people will know my history and everything, but not your brain, your mind. And even if they try to get into your memories, most memories are blurry. You can't even remember what you had dinner 5 years ago on the same day. So, better off they read your mind, because they have 10% of whatever you remember. Not saying they got 10% of the use, but they can only remember 10% of your things accurately. Right? Accurately. The rest of your brain is doing a lot more important things. So don't bullshit around, okay? That's bullshit, okay? And by the way, while I'm addressing this, the myth of you people using 10% of brain, if you believe that, you yourself are already a part of, you already must be using 10% of your brain. Right? I mean, it's worthless you do this bullshit, you know? So I would very, very strongly recommend that you people work your hardest to stop this legally weakening your phone encryption. Yes, it might be hard, it might be some situations, but at the current level we are right now, we can't do that, right? So this ties in. So since we can't make it legally weak, we can at least get into the system they're using, which is not encrypted, and using that they can still find information just by search engines like Google, or even social networks like Twitter, Instagram, or so you're posting how naked pics of your body, you're posting it to the government as well. And best you don't do any bullshit. Yes, hello, pa.
Hey, buddy, what's up, man?
Would you like to join my podcast?
Join your what?
Podcast.
Podcast?
Yeah, on my podcast.
Yeah, of course, which channel?
Right now, I'm recording a podcast.
Okay, and is this podcast will be on what program?
Okay. The way a podcast works is, this one especially, is that this podcast is basically like, you know, radio discussions.
Correct.
But on the internet.
Wow, nice.
So this one is an app which allows you to record a podcast and then later upload it if you want to.
Wow, so you record it first, then it's on, huh?
Yeah, so any idea, whatever you want, you can discuss it. It's best to have it two people, but I'm now discussing the matters of many things.
Okay, what are you discussing now?
Encryption and privacy information problems.
Oh, privacy information problem. Okay, how can I watch it? You're recording now?
I'm recording right now. As you're talking, I'm recording the audio.
Excellent. Oh, audio, not video, huh?
No, that's different. All podcasts, this is basically like radio stations for the internet.
Oh, super, man. You must show me. Alright. So you record it, and then when you post it, you let me know. I can see. I'm just coming out of Matthew of the discussion. I'm going to be home within 1 hour, okay?
Okay.
Alright, good. You went to 7-Eleven just now, huh?
Yeah, I went to buy bread.
I could watch you. Anna called me, so I was watching you traveling all the way to 7-Eleven. I see you. All the way, and then you came back to Aviv G.
Yeah.
Okay, sounds good. How was your day today?
Great, amazing. Tomorrow's school.
What do you do?
Exam.
Yeah, that is Sunny, right? How did it go?
Easy, just questions.
Excellent, yeah. All right, sounds good. So, tomorrow what's the exam?
Science and English.
All right, sounds good. And what time is it tomorrow?
Normal time. Go to school before 12:30.
Okay, so like afternoon. So I'm home tomorrow, so I can send you any time.
Yeah, Baba, send me 11 o'clock.
Sounds good to me.
Good.
I'll be there.
Okay.
Okay, on the way home. Now. You makan ready or shall I watch a buy for you?
Makan ready.
Oh, great. I go in as a mama and come back, huh?
Okay.
Okay, buddy. See you later. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was my father, and as you all heard, working for Sil Copperfield. Back to the discussion at hand. And by the way, discussing nowadays there seems to be a lot of movement for the anti-science. Right? Well, not in my country per se, but in countries such as America, where they are. Not to offend anyone, but it is abysmal, right? Completely abysmal. I mean, I've been there, and it is just. I mean, when I went there, I was only 13. Right? I went there, and I found out that, believe this or not, right? Some people who were in high school at the time, their high school is also wrong, it's wrong word for high school, but their high schoolers, 15-year-olds, 16 and 17-year-olds, get this, they don't know what the fuck is the substitution method for the algebraic linear equations. Because many people in my country will say that education nowadays is pretty bad, so I imagine they are better. But what I've learned is we have more information from Europe, and we take our information directly. We learn system of trial and error. But I mean, I was shocked. Like I expected to go there because they say the smartest, the richest, the most powerful country in the world. I believe there are smart people on earth. And I went there and I was absolutely astonished. They said there'd be beautiful people there and there were not. I was disappointed on multiple fronts. But NASA is still... NASA is still a thing. And I was happy that NASA still has support, but with the dwindling funding for them, I mean, it's sad. Back on track, I would also like to admit that fake news, this ties into the main topic, fake news seems to be running rampant, especially on the internet. Internet was one of the best sites, the best places to get information. But ever since the advent of, you're allowed to write your own articles and all the nonsense, creating a new whole, they're basically bringing yellow pages, I mean, not talking about yellow pages as in the book, I mean, yellow pages as the newspapers, onto the internet. False news everywhere. Donald Trump recently has become the main discussion, even though he's been elected nearly 2 years ago. Many people have discussed about what he could have in store. It's very likely that that he himself operated in news because, get this, even though Russia now is not communist, they're not trying to take over any country except for any small areas they could attack. But what Putin right now is doing, he was part of the KGB, and his missions had left some of his allies and some of his co-workers in other foreign countries, leaving them vulnerable to being called as illegally crossing the border. The departments were still there. They didn't shut down. So, right, I am no politician, I'm no historian, right? But I would say he's trying to do a reclamation. He's trying to reclaim all the old lands that once belonged to the Soviet Union, since he worked for them for multiple years and I got disappointed. He has also put the oligarchs, the people that the communist Russia then turned normal Russia, put in power after buying all the resources. And most politicians, the first prime minister and president of Russia, was subservient to these oligarchs. And I would like to believe that they weren't maniacal and just wanted to have all the profit, but the more and more you look into this subject, you learn that it just becomes that's basically it. They were all about that nonsense, right? So it's never good when this shit happens. It's never a good thing, right? Because if this can happen, you imagine the amount of stress the people have with all this, something called information paralysis, choice paralysis to be exact, where all the choice and all the information has been given, but you can't make a choice, and after that, you got no time to make it. Like most people, they don't even view the negative part. They just view the positive part and see how good they are to the other positive. They never see the negatives, right? They could be the nicest person on earth, but they are a Nazi, right? The vegetarian, dog-loving donator to charity was Hitler. I didn't even drink alcohol, but the alcoholics, womanizing, cigar taking, and possibly espionage and sabotage was President Nixon. And they too were viewed as the most different people. Right? One was good and one was bad. But once you hear the facts about them, you see the problem. So information is a very delicate thing. It's best to imagine information as pathogens. They try to get into your brain, they try to knock your immune system off its balance. But if you're smart enough and you do enough mental hygiene, you could possibly stop this from happening. Most of the pathogens, usually angry ones, they usually fight each other, not because they have opposing views or they are bad, but it's just because they disagree. One person says, no, that's a blue and black dress. One says it's a yellow and gold, a yellow and white dress. Someone might come and say, no, it's a black color completely. And those two will combine just to fight that one person, even though it proved no threat to their ideas. And, for all we know, could be right. But in the state to preserve their symbiosis, they have to knock out any other opposition to them, besides themselves. So, what this means is that information in our daily lives really is being controlled. Even if you don't use the internet, everything's controlling our emotions. I mean, the one thing that I can say that is good about the Cicada 3301 is that the first thing you get is they seem very, but they have enough expenses to put up thing. Then the international organization, all the clues pointing to it, they might be international, they might be just people following some bloody orders, they want to do some nonsense. They trick a few billion people on earth. Never know. But one thing we can be certain, that in today's world, information is a currency. It's becoming a currency. It is a currency. So, to my viewers, I would hope that you all have a great day and just keep your minds open. Don't be assholes. Don't be assholes, boy.